Yesu yobazi wana wakatonda.
Praise Jesus, children of God. Welcome back from the session we've come from. Let's move on and thank God with our hand clap. He who has empowered us and to reaching today. And we still love His word. And His word has room in us. And we understand His speech.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Give glory and honor to the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Thank them for the holy angels
who
uphold us up to today.
We
able to stand in the presence of God. And we never return. Yes, nothing to separate us from the love of God. Move on with the love of God. Loves all people be saved.
And
reaching and knowing all truth.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We thank the Lord. Even of this day. Once again, He's bought us another time. He's bought us time.
Move
on, align our lives. And to fill them up. Even though Satan had stolen them. And even it had killed. And we are just waiting for destruction. But He came that we have life. A life which is filled up.
We've
come to fill up our lives. That it will be there forever in the everlasting joy. In the name of the Lord Jesus, Son of the living God.
We don't
waste any more time, but we want to start begin and we move on. And by name and voice, Apostle Ronald Hope Witness, together with Pastor Samuel Newman and a Bible reader, Pastor Robina. We love you all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We base in this ministry the new generation with the full knowledge of God and His glory. And we want to move you on with the call of God on the nation of Uganda. As he marked it in prophecy released in AD.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
We
still move on to see the Asterian vision on this nation of Uganda, which was written in New Vision newspaper in the 1992. It was the November and the 14th on the day of Saturday.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
And that
vision which came from Asteria on the nation Uganda.
Point
in there we have 4 points which make up pillars of that vision. And we are right on the second pillar. We move on
and
get explained of it. We tell the man to head God's final work. The final work on planet Earth has to be like Prophet Elijah.
Moses.
And Moses.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. That our second pillar of this vision.
Which said
the man meant to head God's final work on planet Earth. Basing in Uganda, Pearl of Africa. Has to be like Prophet Elijah.
Moses.
Which gave us Prophet Elisha. And which bring the double portion.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. When we reach our general reason, why that man is to be like Prophet Elijah and the Prophet Moses. He gave us Prophet Elisha to bring double portion of the anointing.
So your point
now it's the sixth point in the general reason. Which say anointing of double portion of the Holy Spirit in His fullness. They are the seven spirits of God and they have been doubled.
And
it flows in God's final work on the planet Earth,
basing
in Uganda, Pearl of Africa.
So
now, much under that anointing, and the
way
filled the anointing of double portion.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Until we are seeing the way anointing of double portion of the Holy Spirit in the fullness. They are the seven spirits of God, and they have been doubled. How they work as the word of God is. That's the main heading we are still seeing.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And we see the way anointing of the double portion of the Holy Spirit in the fullness. They are the seven spirits of God. How they work as the word of God is.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
We
say they've taken off the seven
seals
of the seven spirits
from
the word of God. Because you be filled with the Holy Spirit.
There
are the seven spirits doubled. To be filled with the light of the word of God. And the full knowledge of God. Together with his glory.
So
even though we have to see all the seven spirits, how they work in double portion. As the word of God is. We began with the spirit of the Lord. The spirit who is the beginning. And is the seventh spirit.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Who shows us the seventh seal. That in the scriptures.
And
when we take it off, we've seen many things.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Even though we see where the anointing of double portion. Of how the spirit of the Lord works. As the word of God is. We first got out the single portion. And we say the way the Spirit of the Lord works in single portion as the word of God is. We saw 5 points. We showed us God the Father. How we began with God the Word. Our Lord Jesus. And God the Spirit. Whom we know as Spirit of the Lord. And we showed the image and the likeness of God the Father, God the Word, and the Holy Spirit on their thrones. Now when we finish that, because we may to know where it began from, it took us above the heavens.
So
we entered to see the way Spirit of the Lord works in double portion as the word of God is.
So
now we began to see this double portion. We got an introduction concerning the seventh seal. Open it up and they appeared silent because of major secrets held in us above the heavens.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Now we move to see above the heavens at the beginning and the end. And that is God the Father.
Where
we began with God the Word and the Holy Spirit. When we finished that,
we saw
what is above the heavens and how does it look like at the beginning and the end. And that is God the Father.
It
began with his word and the Holy Spirit. We saw there the new heavens and the new earth. New heavens and new earth above the heavens.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But when we finished that, and we saw beyond above the heavens at the everlasting. And that is God the Father.
Where it
began with God the Word and the Holy Spirit.
So,
now we've seen much.
Yes,
praise Jesus
Christ.
When we finished that, we saw how we too were above the heavens. Before heavens and earth existed. Remember, you've come reading those points
where
take off seal of the Spirit of the Lord.
In
double portion, it shows us what was above the heavens at the beginning. Now we looked and see the way we too. We were above the heavens.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Then the point he just made today,
last point has been showing us that all creations in heavens and the earth, together with human beings, we
too
are above the heavens, and we are called sons of God, and we are God.
So
even today we want to move on,
explain
the way all creations in heavens and the earth, we are above the heavens. Next time we shall know how we came to exist after the beginning of God. The beginning and the end. Then after we shall see the reason why we are gotten from above the heavens, where there is new heavens, new earth, and created heavens and the earth where we are today. Praise Jesus
Christ.
Let's first move on to move on to know all creations in heavens and the earth. All us, we are above the heavens. And we are called children of God. And we are gods.
Yes,
praise Jesus, man. Let's move on with that, our heading. Move on, take off seals from Holy Scriptures. From the Spirit of the Lord. Who reveal you those secrets.
Yes,
praise Jesus,
man.
Now today too, we move on. See how all creations in heaven and earth, how we were above the heavens before heavens and the earth existed. And we were called children of God. And we are a God.
So
let's go back to Psalms 90 in the verse 1 to 3. And he speaks saying this.
Zaburi esura ya chenda. Zaburi esura ya chenda onyolisoka.
Psalms 90 from verse 1.
Mukama, gwe wali kifo kyaffe ekyokutuulamu mu mirembe gyonna. Olunyolokubiri, ensozi nga tezinnazaalibwa era nga tonnabumba nsi n'ebintu.
Yes, you
praise you. Jesus much. In the Psalms 90, in the verse 1 to 2, he moves on to tell us that Lord, you were our dwelling place in all generations. There are many generations we first lived above the heavens. And he says, before the mountains were brought forth, before you formed the earth and things in it, we were there.
And it's
God everlasting.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We are first above the heavens. Before heaven and earth we are created. And all us we are there. All creations which have been, those which are and those coming, those in the heavens and the earth, all us we first lived above the heavens, before heaven and earth which are, we are created.
Yes,
praise Jesus,
man.
And as we were above the heavens, and we were chosen, and we must get back there, and we go back as children.
Yes,
praise Jesus, man. As we heard in the Psalms 82 from verses 5, and we are told that what
is
permanent seasons we don't know of
and it, in
darkness of ignorance, not knowing we are above the heavens. God for taking off the seventh seal of the Spirit of the Lord, flows his anointing of the Holy Spirit, the final work on planet earth,
based
in Uganda, Pearl of Africa.
He
wants to reveal all those to tell us where we first lived.
And
Psalms 82, he says like this.
Zaburi esura ya 82, olunyolokutano.
Psalms 82 from verse 5.
Tebamanyanga, so tebategeera.
Soma bulungi.
Zaburi esura ya 82, olunyolokutano.
Psalms 82 from verse 5.
Tebamanya sote bategeera. Batambulatambula mu kizikiza. Batambulatambula mu kizikiza. Emisingi gyonna egy'ensi gisagaasagana.
Ndi tebamanyi oba tebamanya.
Did not know.
So era tebakitegeera.
Neither did not understand it.
Kubanga batambulira mu kizikiza.
Because they move in the darkness. All foundation where the earth was put. When we began and we still held sanity, we are children of God. And we were gods above the heavens. Heavens and earth were created those today.
We
moved a long time not knowing that. But
what we
tell you as we've finished some time back, that all creations in heaven and earth, all us we are above the heavens, where we find today the new heavens and the new earth, and we were there called children of God, and we are gold. Let's read verse 6 we hear.
Zaburi esula ya chinana mubiri onyolo mkaga.
Psalms 82 verse 6.
Na yoke nanti muli bakatonda.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But what when we were put in place, as in our next point which will follow, the way we were put in place from Christ. For when God manifested, as is the beginning and the end. And he manifests his word,
yes.
The Lord Jesus, together with the Holy Spirit, above the heavens.
Bakanya,
they agree, all creations came from Christ. When we are put in place above the heavens,
nagamba,
and the Christ said,
ngambi,
I've said you are all gods, and
you're
children of the Most High.
So, waguru.
Now, above the heavens, all us were there with all creations, in the heavens and the earth. And we are called children of God, and we are gods. Now, creation of heaven and earth, God foreseeing sin, and he shifts us from above the heavens, marks some to come in his image as human beings, and the others like angels, others the stars, the sun and the moon, others the animals, others insects, others the birds, others the fish, others the plants. Thus we were put in those likenesses.
But
all us had said we are children of the Most High, and we were
gods.
But in the next verse he says, we don't get this light today. We
seem to
die as human, mere men, and we don't know who we are. Dying as mere men.
Finished
in hell and the lake of fire.
You
don't know the real truth concerning you. Let's read we hear.
Zaburi ya sura ya 82:7.
Psalms 82:7.
Era munagwanga ngomu ngomu kubalangira. Olomunana golokoka ayi Katonda osalire nso musango kubanga olisikira amawanga gonna.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Now he said, for not knowing we were children of God, and we were gods above the heavens, end up dying like mere men, and don't know the secret concerning us. And the dying of the body is not what we speak of here. We speak of the spiritual death.
Various,
and you don't know what caused that, you will end up in hell. On the day of judgment,
you
judge to enter everlasting death in the lake of
fire.
Be there dying not knowing who you are.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Yet we
were children of God and gods above the heavens. That's why you see, when they were going to create heaven and earth, basing above the heavens, us from there put heaven and earth which
are
there, that we manifest in it. He chose us, and most of us have to get back there.
Reach
to go back, we have to go back in children, glory of children of God. According to Ephesians 1,
in
the first 3 unto 5, he speaks and he says this. Ephesians 1 from verse 3.
Yebazibwe Katonda Kitaawe wa Mukama waffe Yesu Kristo. Eyatuwa buli mukisa gwonna ogw'omwoyo mu bifo eby'omuggulu. Mu Kristo. Olunyolo kuna, ngabe yatulondera mu ye ng'ensi tennaba kutondebwa. Fe okubera abatu kuva abatalina kabi masoge mukwagala. Olunyolo kutano. Boyatwaula edda okumufukira abaana ku bwa Yesu Kristo. Ngabo yasima olw'okwagala kwe.
Yes, yebazibwe nyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Kugamba yatulondera edda mu
ye. Chose us long in him.
Nganisite
nabakubaa. Before the world existed.
Eguru n'ensinga
tebinabakubaa. Before heavens and earth existed.
Twali eri mu ye waguru
we. We were there in him above the heavens.
Eri eguru lijja n'ensi.
Where there is new heaven, new earth.
Naye ngagamba.
But he said.
Yatulonda fe okumubeerera
abaana. Chose us we to be children for
him. Bambi okusookera twali baana.
First we were children before.
Kyokka n'olwayo tubuulira enjiri
y'abaana. That's why today we preach the gospel to people.
Atubaga mukirize Yesu.
And we say accept Jesus. If you right become children of God, according to John 1:12, all who believed the name Jesus, he gave them right to become children of God.
Shift
us from above the heavens where we are children, where we are God, that glory was taken from us, and we are brought as mere men. Others were brought as angels. And
they
are called children of God. And they do not understand it. Even birds brought like that. Animals, the birds, they know that. They know they are meant to be children of God. Praise Jesus. If you look to the other kingdoms, the animals, the insects, the birds, the fish, the plants, we say birds, the insects, the animals, the fish, the plants, those are five.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Have you ever seen anyone arguing for their father? They look for their father.
And
hens are looking for a cock who is their father. Or the animal
is
looking for its father. And it sheds tears. You take me to my father. Have you ever seen them?
But
the insect makes the other pregnant. It moves on.
And
the birds birth a little one and they chase it away. After showing it, it's their father is in heaven. You begin life, your father will take care of you. you cry for your father, the physical one.
Because
creation have high level of confidence.
That
they have their father in heaven. They don't mind of that.
Yes, we was
praise Jesus.
So,
according to Romans,
it's
not only us were in that glory. Romans 12 as we last heard. It moves on to explain us that these creations, they were put in the form we see them. And they hoped. And they knew
to
go back in the glory they lived in before. That we are in above the heavens. Let's read Romans 8.
Abalumi esula ya 8 onyirwa 18.
Romans 8 from verse 18. Let's come from verse 19.
Balumi esula ya 8 onyirwa 19.
Romans 8 from verse 19.
Kubanga okutunulira ennyo kwebitonde kulindirira okubikulirwa kwabaana ba Katonda.
Kubanga kwa okutunulira ennyo kwobutonde bonna.
The expectation of all creations.
You'd
be revealed, understand you are a son of God.
No secrets
concerning you, when were you called the child of God? Animals in the home of the Muslims. Our brother the Muslim.
zimutunuliranga zigamba singo kisoboka.
They look at them
no tegera nti oli mwana wa Katonda.
It's possible you know you're a son of God.
Ati nga yagamba.
And he said,
Katonda tazaala.
God does not give birth.
Kubanga yamanyi nti buli
kizaala. But they know everything giving birth.
You know okwegatta
n'ekikazi. They must have relation with a woman. Expecting the understanding. How did God give birth to us? Our next point will show us how we were birthed. It's not involving relations. I don't know your home. Whether bananas in your home.
Did God
give birth when they have had relations sexually? Does it happen like that? You see banana plantations in your home have
plantations,
they don't give birth. And the
banana's
birth, the little one.
Okay.
After seeing it, it's been pregnant.
And
so it have a sex relation with another.
You know your
mindset lies you.
You think
everything giving birth has to have sex relation. If you say a son of God, you get thoughts in you. God impregnated who? Don't you see you have a problem?
You
my brother the Muslim.
Thoughts
tell you like that. God, all his ways,
he
manifested them in creations.
Sure,
if it's give birth,
it's
possible to give birth. No man or woman. Now, don't banana plantations give birth? If you see their little ones coming up, they come from the mature banana plant and they come from it. We too, we came from grace like that. Above the heavens, we have to see that. Now the word father, it also troubles people. Now father, let me speak with you. Your father, after creating the child, mold, put
them
hands, or you were just given a responsibility. Father means responsibility.
It
means the head of the home.
It
doesn't mean the one who impregnates a woman. Let me ask you, what impregnates a woman? Is it you manufacture that? Is it who makes them? Let's speak.
Oh,
them too, there's one responsibility.
You
have the responsibility to birth that child.
Taking
care as a father is a responsibility to you. Father doesn't mean to impregnate a woman, it means to take care. It's the head to lead. The way he impregnated who? You understand the problem where it is?
We
speak of Father in heaven. Others say, Father doesn't mean to get a woman give birth and you become a father. Now you here, you became a father. What did you do to their mother? People here who inherited and they became heirs of their father's house. I want to ask you a question. You became a father to your brethren. You first had relation with their mother. Let's think
where
God thinks. The other is the responsibility given.
Yeah,
understand that in the next point. The way creation became in place. And why you called father?
Yes,
praise Jesus.
What?
Bible, they have spent years.
But
no one come out know why he's called the father. But this seal, God has taken it and its anointing is flowing. That is of double portion.
Show
how it works as the word of God is.
So
we've had that creation. No, and they're just waiting for us. Let's repeat the verse 19. Romans 8:19.
Kubanga okutunulira ennyo okw'ebitonde kulindirira okubikulirwa kw'abaana ba Katonda. Olunyula 20. Kubanga ebitonde byateekebwa okufugibwa obutaliimu si lwa kwagala kwabyo wabula ku bwoyo eyabifugisa mu kusuubira.
Nti obutonde buno
bobukimanyi, they know it well.
Era bulinda ffe tubikulire tukitegeere ffe tuli baana bo
yaliwaggulu revealed no we are children of the Most High.
Era nga twali waggulu
that we are above the heavens.
Kubanga bagambye,
for they have said,
obutonde buno engeri gye mubulabamu,
the way you see these creations,
mu butaliimu kale mu ngeri y'obutaliimu,
the way of being like worthless.
Babu bo tunulidde embwa ngeyo,
if you look at the dog, something without much meaning,
Baze.
Now the kingdom of the animals,
and
just eat meat from them.
And
some don't eat meat from them as your thoughts are.
You see, they're
in the way of being useless, like the hen,
cut
off the head and eat it. But Bible says,
and
the Holy Spirit explains,
not
wanted to be in the way of being useless. Genesis, God brought a plan, be brought in your image.
The
others say they come in their likeness. In the way they are in, for profiting us, but they had no problem as creations. What remained to take care of us shall come to sanity, leave sin, and get back to children of God. For would God pass them there in vanity? Yet they profit us. But they accepted that in hope. They hoped for
what?
Verse 21 says, Romans 8:21.
Byenyini nabyo biliwebwa eddembe okuva mu kufugibwa okuvunda okuyingira mu ddembe ly'ekitiibwa ky'abaana ba Katonda.
Ohulire nti obutonde buno,
that this creation,
ngeri gye bulimu buvunda emibiri
gyabwo, the
kale olumu ebitooke emiti,
times the trees,
kale ntulaba obutonde engeri gye buyitamu,
where creations,
ensolo n'emibiri gyagyo nga givunda,
animals and their bodies rot. And all the others they passed through
much.
All that is done after they finish their work on the world.
Yes,
people has to enter the glory of children of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And they get a redemption. The restoration of their bodies of heaven.
That's
we too we are on to that today. Creations enter glory of children of God. If you find it like the monkey, say, look at this useless thing. And it looks at you, say, now, I have no sin at all.
In
things of hell, I have no attachment there, neither the lake of fire.
But
you see me, image of God, if you're not careful, hell is waiting for you in lake of fire.
Mission
brought on the world,
kubanga emyo jabwe wejaya mbuli bombiri kwachibwo kwa wakuru
wako, and clothe the glorious body of heaven.
Baba tekambira mwebina,
they put them in four living creatures.
Emyogero wako mwezekeri esuleso
spoken in Ezekiel chapter 1. They put their spirits there in the stores. Just as we
are
given bodies on the world in different forms, finish their works, all creations, they go back in the glory of children of God. They are on sure deal. We are still working out for that. Although you despise them, they don't mind. You know, the donkey one day told Balaam, You've beaten three times ever since I have I ever rebelled against us and know they are serving us? Now we will seem to understand. There we know nothing. You know, we think much of eating. Even to going to toilet. Together with sleeping.
Yet we wake up.
That's how we are on the world. Yet they understand many things.
And
they still know things of the above the heavens. They know them. That's why they don't mind of honors. Already they got back to honors.
When
you put them in a corral as a cow, they don't mind. So you be there. When we shall enter our world, and you'll be going to hell.
What
spoke of them that have no spirit? We had no anointing to speak and know of them. Even to explain of them.
He
spoke of what he cannot bring knowledge about. How think a creation knows everything and you don't know? Yet you wake up, go to school. But who is more profession in counting like more than the creations? The hen counts the time. When did it go to school? God blocked their mouth in Genesis. They were speaking with Adam. But when we sin, they refused them to speak again.
He
would have said, as colleagues, to have our growth, we came from above the heavens. Human being now, they think of being buried in the ground.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So,
now these creations, they are interceding, saying, if we be revealed of that, let's read the next verse. Romans 8:22. Now you see creations, they groan, they
pass
pain interceding for us, even to keep and watch over us, understand we are children of God.
When
they
move on,
keep their bodies just to be eaten. But in the eating, perhaps we get strength to seek God. And we get knowledge. Understand we are children of God. Rather than seeding,
as you see,
the goat finishes to eat well, it goes back, kneels on its knees. That's why it knees no more has hair on them. It's interceding. It sees you moving out. You're going into adultery.
It
speaks in Lusoga language in Uganda. That no. It beats its ears like that. Where are you going? In God is wise. Not to surround us witnesses. Those who have been seeing us, what we have been doing. You know you are in the bush in immorality. And the birds are down watching.
But
the child of God. What are you doing?
Even the aunts,
don't you think you were hiding much? Them too saw you. That's why he said, I call heaven and earth to be witnesses. You see the bird is watching you? It's spying on you. Come to do, he will chase you from above the heavens.
Let's read
23. Romans 8:23.
Era si ekyo kyokka, naye era naffe abalina ebibala ebibereberye eby'omwoyo, era naffe tusinda munda yaffe nga tulindirira okufuuka abaana, kwe kununulibwa kw'omubiri gwaffe.
Owulidde ekiriwo?
You hear what is?
Kati ffe abasoose okufuna omwoyo omutukuvu n'atuyigiriza.
Gotten the Holy Spirit to teach us.
Tandika okubala ebibala eby'obulungi.
Bear fruits of goodness.
Okwagala Katonda.
Loving of God.
Naffe twatandika okusinda.
We too began to grow.
Twagala tufuuke abaana.
We want to become children.
Kwe kununulibwa kw'omubiri gwaffe.
Redemption of our body.
Ffe ng'emyoyo
wetuli. We are the spirits we are there. Ekizibu
tetulina mubiri gwa mukulu.
Problem, we have no heavenly body.
Okutufuula abaana.
That making us children.
Kubanga ayogera eri mu bakolisi ekyokubiri.
This in 2 Corinthians, the chapter 5.
Tuli muguno nga tusinda.
We are in this tent groaning.
Tuwewe guli okuva mu.
Be given a body from heaven.
Kubanga owe kutuyingiza mu kitiibwa ky'abaana ba Katonda.
It is the glory of children of God.
Era ne bano bamale obutonde nga bumaze byonna.
Creation is finishing all their work.
Kuda mu kitiibwa ky'abaana ba Katonda.
Go back in glory of children of God.
Tibwambazi bw'omubiri gwabwe ogw'ekitiibwa.
Clothed their glorious body.
Era tosubira ndogera singana embuzi mu ggulu.
Don't expect to find a goat in heaven. Not even realize it was a goat. You will see a citizen like an angel there. Let's repeat that verse.
What
proves we become children?
Bodies
which were gotten from us of heaven, they are restored us. It's
a
guarantee
of above
the heavens where we lived before. Let us read.
Romans 8:23. Era si ekyo kyokka, naye era naffe abalina ebibala ebibereberye eby'omwoyo, era naffe tusinda munda yaffe nga tulindirira okufuuka abaana, kwe kununulibwa kw'omubiri gwaffe.
Tuli mu lutalo kwega nga twagala okuddamu Mukama atukakase nga tufuuse baana.
God resume proof as we become children.
Emibiri gyaffe ginunuliddwa.
Our bodies have been redeemed.
No,
we have a body they took from us. First and clothed it us in above the heavens. Where we were there, having a body which never gets sick. And it's for all generations.
In
seeing sin within us. And clothed us of those bodies.
Put us
born living creatures and we are naked spirits. Now when he brings us on the world, we are given weaker bodies, we are covered with them. Now in this one, we grown become children.
Redemption,
our bodies restored us.
And
creation enter the same glory.
Don't
need to yearn that they intercede for that. When they finish, they are given that body. Yet God help these people realize.
Because
on the world, the gospel we are in is of eatings and drinkings. Houses and cars, which would have been bad using on this world, but in this causing destruction,
then
they are what you look through. You will not go back to glory.
You
fail to yearn that of glory.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So,
in the 2 Corinthians 5, from verse 1
unto
5,
so
we in this body we are in today, we groan because the other body of heaven, which proves us
we've
gone back to the glory of children of God. Even these creations,
then
to wait for that one.
Close
the body of heaven.
Go
look for the goat you slaughtered. And you do not see it in heaven. On the day of judgment, that you cut in the shrines and you shed blood there, they will come out there one of the angels. You remember? And they will be sitting near you on judgment.
And together we shall
be there with angels carrying judgment out. And you go reject that, they say, you, I speak it out. You slaughtered me in the shrines for my ministration to you. Now you use me wrongly. Not as commands of God were. You fall on a problem. Let's read Corinthians, we see.
2
Corinthians 5 from verse 1.
Kubanga tumanyi nti obanga nyumba ya feyensisira eyo munsi eliyabizibwa. Tulina yazimbibwa eva eri Katonda. Enyumba etazimbibwa na mikono eyemirembe n'emirembe eyo muguru. Olunyolo kubiri kubanga tusindira mweno nga twegomba okwambaza benyumba ya fe eliva muguru.
Nti mweno muje tuli mutusinda.
This body we grown. Clothe the body from heaven. What proves we've become children? And you have to keep glory not be taken from you.
But having a name that's
been born and you die again.
But
they say creation. You will enter glory of children of God.
Have
got back to the glory of the heavenly body.
But
they are on sure deal. That's why they pray for us.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So,
to be given the board of heaven,
be like
holy angels in heaven, and to be taken
above
the be in the glorious body like of the cherubims.
Amen.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
He say,
after we finish works here, we shall be like angels. If even creation
them
two are like angels,
yes,
praise Jesus. But remember,
creations,
we've been seeing them and they seem useless. Last
heard
in Mark 12:25-27, and we are told when we would have gone back and we've gone back to heaven, we must be like angels. Creation to enter glory of children of God, them to appear like angels.
Not
find your hand there.
Those
who are trying to warm up to eat chicken in heaven. You will not eat chicken which have been on the world. You will make a body of a chicken or a hen yourself.
In
heaven, there will be hens that are for slaughtering. No.
Then
you go back in the glory of children of God. But you will make your food like angels. As you had the made manna,
dawned
in the dates there, the eggs. Was it not that? Did you see them cut with hen? The food in heaven, you just make it.
When you are
on the level of children of God,
and
you are gods. You must make food for yourself. You feel you want chicken boiled well?
If
you remember how the body of a hen was, don't ask me those things now. We started that in Jerusalem.
In the
journey of heaven, the other side.
Yes,
see anointing of spirit of the Lord in double portion. Just tell us how we are with creations above the heaven.
And
we were children of God. All of us. We see them in the services they are in now. We don't see any worth in them. Let's read, we see in Mark. Mark 12 from verse 25.
Kubanga webali zukira mubafu, tebali wasa, so tebali waira.
When we've gotten
from this body of death, go back in heaven, glorious body. And we are like angels to be children of God.
And
creation and the glory of children of God.
Them
two will be in the same body. But when we read, we've shown you. We were with all these creations above the heaven. And we were called children of God. And we were called gods.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. moved on and understand that. What most surprising? Creations have a spirit. But most people say they have the body and the soul. As you people out who studied all things and you use theology and philosophy, yet you don't use the word of God.
Yet
you use your understanding and the deception of Satan. If you're using the Bible, Ecclesiastes would have told you this. Go to the bodies we are in today. All of us, insects and the animals, we are not different.
In fact,
you are in the image of God and the others are
only.
But all bodies are what die. Spirits are gotten out to go back to God.
But
creations automatically have to get back. And they have a body of heaven. But human beings not automatic to get back.
Prove
you leave this world, you became a child of God.
And the
other sign, you have a body of heaven.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus.
Jesus.
Let's read in the Ecclesiastes.
Yes, sir.
Ecclesiastes 3. Let's read from verse 18. Ecclesiastes 3 from verse 18.
Nenjogera mutima gwange nti kibabwe kityo olwabaana b'abantu Katonda alyoka abakeme balabe nga bo bennyini balinga ensolo obusolo.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Nayogera.
He speaks.
Wegamba nti kibeera bwe kityo
mbeera
z'abantu ze balimu abaana b'abantu.
Of children of men which they are in.
Nti Katonda.
That God.
Asobola okukiba bikkulira.
He can reveal it to them.
Era bakirabe.
And they see it.
Nga nabo balinga era ensolo.
Them two are like animals. And this is another
story.
There is an animal they call a human being. When we get to the flesh, what happens on the animals reach on us? But going to the spiritual, what falls on the animals and no creation, it rarely appears to all human beings. All creations above heavens are children of God, and we are gods. Automatic when they came from the body, go back glory of children of God. But a human being, it's not automatic.
I know kubanga yachikolere.
They must have worked for it, and they have repented of their sins, and they leave them. And they become a child of God. And they're given the body from heaven.
That
finish automatically, they go to heavens. But when you go to the flesh, what falls on the humans falls on the insects. In the human flesh, they rot like of the dog. Thrown on the Lord's side. All that happened, though your body is the image and likeness of God, but it's never ceased it to rot. Think of your spirit and where you came from above the heavens, and as you were a child of God and you are God in
the
glorious body of heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
They
yearn and become children of God. Not that we press force you, but that's what you wear.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Let's repeat that verse. Ecclesiastes 3:18.
Mu mutima gwange nti kibabwe kityo olw'abaana b'abantu Katonda alyoka abakeme balabe nga bo bennyini balinga ensolo obusolo.
Nti kibeera bwe kityo nga bwe mukiraba
kiri. Like that, the way you see it, it is.
Abantu n'emibiri gyabwe nayo givunda ng'egy'embwa.
The bodies of humans rot like of a dog thrown on the roadside.
After
bodies you've been in long, they are not so much of use. At least you opt for that of a dog. For that can be eaten.
The
people who eat dogs, if you don't eat it, there are people eating it. There are nations
Congo,
like China, Congo.
If
there are dogs, they eat them. Yet insects, the monkey and the snakes, even the snails. But you, we already got a loss in you. Yet to the night dancers. They didn't make a loss. Now we have two losses. Your body, we can't eat meat from it. Even your spirit is going to hell, it's the problem. Now it's a big loss when you refuse to align yourself with your God.
That
because you be brought from above the heavens, you have retained it.
All
stubbornness you do under the sun
is
what you wanted to do above the heavens. If God said no,
create
heaven and the earth,
and
make them
and
clothe them from the glory of my children, take them off the bodies of heaven,
and
bring us in these bodies.
In
you go in your mirror, you speak to yourself, I am looking nice. Yet after you say, but my face, now who owns that face?
You,
inside speaking or the face itself? The journey of man is long.
Revealed,
no, if in the flesh, all we and animals have no difference.
It
does the bird dies and its body dies. And it rots. Even though you put in a coffin. At least you rot from there. As the dog not put in a coffin. Someone said, apostle, those things you speak, you anger us. How do you speak of our bodies like that? You two know it, where you seated. Though you bath, you have to go back and bath again. Don't bath, you may run from yourself. And the things you do, and you to feel yourself,
environment,
environment surrounding you. Choose your body.
Over
the body, but you're not you. Don't lie yourself. That body is not you. You were a child of God. We are God above the heavens. You must see the way we get back there. Creations see them on sure deal.
Those
you spoken over
ebinyoma,
words despising. Let's see the verse 19.
Ecclesiastes
3 verse 19. Kubanga
ekituka ku bana b'abantu, ekituka ku nsolo. Ekigambo kimu kibatuukako.
Kiriwa.
Ngeyo bwefa. Noyo bwafa bwatyo.
As you die, that your body. Even the dog. Because you faked yourself much, you have coffins for yourself of levels which are different. Think
you
your body in the
coffin
of 30 million differ from a dog carcass thrown on the roadside. You love your bodies. Love it, keep it. For a time of being unclothed.
And be
found clothed one from heaven. If they find you in that body, they will unclothe you. Your spirit is to go in hell.
And
leave this body here.
But
want to cut it like of the dog, it's the same. Those who help and eat it as meat. Those with demons on their head like dancers. But you have no difference. That body you see, the carcass of the dog, it's the same. When you both die, you smell your body smell. Is not that? And you bring perfume spray on yourself.
Dog home and gods.
And you're on a dead body crying. They want to go feed on the fields. They see waste time for them. Even what you speak over that dead body, you do not understand it. And you say, God, you've stricken me. You ask if God has beaten you where? After you say, you've died so much. Who has died? The late. Are you having madness in your bed? This one has died of the late. What's there? Problem is that we do not realize ourselves well. We have the late, the one is gone. And this who has remained. After they say, you know what? Let's escort the late to hell. But what you speak? The one has gone. You escort them to hell again.
Now
they have a dead body here.
You've left us much.
This one has left you. Now, human beings, you'll forgive me. I was like that before. Backwards, I was like that. 2005, up to today, the journey of heaven's changes of things moved in the Bible. The John of Heaven is moving in the Bible.
We started
a portion of anointing. But
while you
saw started the Spirit of how He reveals the Word. Our lives and creation in heaven. And what concerns us.
And
the way we are above the heavens.
And
the glorious body we possessed.
And
how it happened to come to place. And what caused it? To shift us above the heavens, create heaven and earth, put us in these bodies we are in today.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus. Friend, they happen on the animals.
It's
the same happen on human bodies. Prove you are not that body. That is a box. Others understood, they said, if you sleep me in the house like a dog, whether you shut me out, okay,
if
you finish, I'll leave this body for you. You know how we treat them, yet we wait meat from them. You want pork, but where you rear it from, the pig.
But
spirit when they finish their works, they give them heavenly body, they enter as an angel.
The
children of God, they possessed above the heavens. Lord, it's finished. Lord, they have tormented me on the world. When I was young before, I used to find dogs and I cane them, I stone them. And they told us they have no use.
I doubt
you something, waste time on it and it has no meaning. For the way you grow in the womb, even the dog like that, the dog is of how many months? Your body takes how many months? What about of the dog? Both, are they not of 9 months? What about the cow?
Now your body doesn't fit, you
are in the image of God, in the likeness of God. But that body, its life is the same. It is blood. In the Genesis it says, 9:4, don't eat meat with blood, for blood it's its life. Don't they have blood? Animals have blood of which color?
Red.
What about your blood? Of that your body? Is it green? Are you an alien?
You
speak of aliens, you speak of fallen angels.
Atisome tuulire.
Mubulizi esula ya kusatu, olunyiriri olwe kumi n'omwenda.
Ecclesiastes 3:19.
Kubanga ekyo ekituuka ku baana b'abantu, kye kituuka ku nsolo. Ekigambo kimu kibatuukako, ng'eyo bwefa n'oyo bwafa bwatyo. Weewaawo bonna balina omukka gumu.
Bonna basa ku gumu.
All breathe on the same breath. I don't know whether yours, you make it in the bottle, move with it on the world. We breathe on the same breath. Is it not that?
Ecclesiastes
3:19.
So abantu tebaliko we basinga nsolo.
You've heard things of the body. Humans, are they better than animals? In the flesh, there's nothing. Animals are better than us in one thing. Creations are better than us in one thing. They didn't see of sin, but they humbled to serve us.
They
go back to the glory of children of God. First reside in the Jerusalem of heaven, which is
they wait,
go back above the heavens where we were before, where we find the new heavens and new earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But the next verse says, Ecclesiastes 3:20. Now, they go back to the dust. The bodies we speak of them. You know, when they molded the body for man, in the Genesis 2, 6-7, we see the made body from the dust. Animals, Genesis 2:18, them too, they made them like that, their bodies. Ecclesiastes 3:21.
Omoyo gw'abantu obanga guli nyamuguru n'omoyo gw'ensolo obanga gukka wansi mu ttaka.
Kakati ensolo zino omwoyo.
Now animals have a spirit.
Ng'abantu bwe bali.
As humans are. These spirits are unoriginal. Gotten from above the heavens. Spirit of the animal goes to the ground. No, there is one preacher. He said, animals have no spirit. That scripture, what does it say? Who knows the spirit of the animal? It goes to the ground. And that of the human goes to heaven. But the spirit goes back to its giver. If animals to have a spirit, they have no blemish, they go back.
They go back
in the glory we are in of children of God. But humans,
it
takes them to align themselves. Because Jeremiah 22:10, he says, do not cry for the one dying, neither the one going. They are two.
It's
one dying the body, the one going is the spirit. Do not cry for the one dying, neither the one going. The one dying is body, the one going is the spirit. bitterly for the one going. Probably they have not gone back to their home country. Philippians 3:20 say our home is in heaven.
But
all as I summarize, the way we are above the heavens, all creation in heaven and earth, and we are children of God and we are gods.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Hope you've reached to understanding.
In
the battle you two you are in, get back, become a child of God. We hear many. Come, Jesus, believe him. If you right, become children of God.
What
is that you speak? But the creations know that. According to Job chapter 12 and the verse 7.
Job chapter
12 verse 7.
Naye nobuuza ensolo zinakuyigiriza n'ennyonyezo omubanga zinakubuulira olunyolo munana. Oba yogera n'ettaka linakuyigiriza. N'ebyennyanja ebiri mu nnyanja binakunnyonnyola. Olunyolo omwenda. Ani atamanyimu ebyo byonna ng'omukono gwa Mukama gwe guleese ebyo. Olunyolo ekkumi. Obulamu bwa buli kintu ekiramu buli mu mukono gw'oyo n'omuka gw'abantu bonna.
Owulidde bulungi.
Have you heard well?
Bo bakimanyi bulungi.
They know it well.
And
they say they will explain to you.
But you
know the way they see us.
Let's
repeat verse 7 slowly.
Job 12
from verse 7.
Naye nobuuze ensolo zinakuyigiriza.
As
the animals, they will teach you. Those are teachers.
Not,
don't know of God and where we came from. What blocked their mouth is what you should ask. You know, it knows that in this month I will give birth. And it separates itself.
It
prepares where they will give birth from. Humans birthing just abruptly falls on them. Job
12:7.
Fowls
of the hair, these ones also instruct and teach us.
When we were
above the heavens, we moved in the sky of the Lord.
Angels,
we have wings flying.
But
do you think there's anything we learn from them? It's possible to fly. And you are like an angel. Someone says, I wish I'm a bird, fly away. No, these are evangelists. The Bible says, gospel of creation reached everywhere.
Job 12:8.
Job 12 verse 8.
Oba yogera n'ettaka linakuyigiriza.
Omanye ettaka eryo lina emirimu gyalyo.
You know the ground has its work.
Kubanga gy'osimba ekikajjo.
It's where you plant a sugar cane. Potatoes. Everything you plant.
Abifuruma biyina kale
ez'enjawulo. They come out with different colors.
Ate nga biwooma mu ngeri ez'enjawulo.
They tasting differently.
Bisobola okunnyonnyola ku Katonda.
They can explain you of God.
Kubanga lirimu omwoyo gwa Katonda.
But they hold the spirit of God.
You
may walk on the ground.
If you don't
know its meaning.
People
fight for land
this day. There
are things they explain us. Out of the ground comes different colors of flowers. Have you ever scratched, seen those flowers down there?
Can
you show you above the heavens beyond? You know, in the new heavens, new earth, in the third heaven, with the new paradise,
it's
very beautiful where we were before. And when goodness of God exceeded to know him, because I just see them to use in life and in serving God, moving to understanding. My deal is to go back where we were before, where we have to live forever. Still, on this world is not living forever here. Let's read we here.
Job 12
verses 8.
N'ebyennyanja ebiri mu nnyanja binaakunnyonnyola.
Omanyi biri binnyonnyola.
You know the others explain the fish. They understand very well.
Omanyi Yona yadduka emisinde.
You know Jonah ran quick.
Ngadduka mu maaso ga Mukama.
Runs before the Lord.
Ati ne bamusuuleyo mu nnyanja.
And they threw them in the sea.
Ne batuma ekyennyanja ekimu.
And they sent one fish.
Ekimumira.
And it swallowed him.
Take
that rebellious on the shores.
He shocked
without being given commands. It has to just eat you, chew you out.
Because
understand God gives them commands, they execute them. All long we spend on this world. Fish are for eating. And we don't see any worth in them. Yet you see, we take off seal of spirit of the Lord.
Sure,
we were them above the heavens. All we are in the same glory.
In
a heavenly glorious body.
Job 12:9. Ani atamanyi mu ebyo byonna ng'omukono gwa Mukama gwe gulese ebyo. Wegule sebyo. Olunyore kumi. Obulamu bwa buli kintu ekiramu buli mu mukono gw'oyo. N'omuka gw'abantu bonna. Olunyore kumi n'olumu. Okutute kukema bigambo. Era ng'amatama bwe galega ku mmere yaago. Olunyore kumi n'ebiri. Amagezi gaba n'abasajja abakadde. N'okutegeera kuba mukamu. Kuba mukuwangala ennaku nyingi.
Kakati tuwakamaze emyaka si mitono.
Now you've spent not a few years. If we moved in that, we know how we are people
of
passions. You know the wisdom you can speak.
N'okutegeera obutegeezi.
And just the understanding. When I first understood we were there. There's some things God told me now God speak them. Yet those cannot be spoken. How can you tell people in the world? We were animals and all creations, and we are like children. Humans see these other creations different.
See,
if you've not gotten wisdom, don't speak it. If you've gotten wisdom in the world, it's an original. Speak it. Don't believe if you tell them the animal is your brethren, your related. He said, no.
God
put it in the hearts of the whites. They consider animals as their own. They even have hospitals for them. And laws governing animals.
In Africa,
they're there, but they're not much per se.
If you don't kill
the animal, take away its freedom. God tries bringing our hearts. And these are your own, like you. But they are therefore profiting in that form. Praise Jesus. Now as I wind up, creation being gotten from above the heavens,
they were
put in the way they are in for profiting us. According to Romans 8,
28. Romans 8:28. Era abagala Katonda. Ebintu byonna bikolera wamu olw'obulungi.
Yes, you must be.
Praise Jesus, man.
Era tumanyi eri abaagala
Katonda. We know to those who love God.
Je bintu byonna bikolera wamu.
All things work together.
Olw'okuteesa kwe kuyateesa.
His counsel he took.
yatesa kuva waguru
weguru true counsel from above the heavens
tibano baje bakolerwa mu kutuyamba
this come to work together to help us
so therefore kwetereza
that we align ourselves
kubanga fe mubana bakatunda
for we in children of God
abali waguru weguru
we are above the heavens
fe ne ba malaika
we and the angels
kwara bibwanga tugena kubana ekibi
we are seen that we are going to manifest
na ande bobo no butondo obula
all other creations
kwara bibwanga tibuli bera na kibi
we are seen they would never have seen
na ine babulagira
but they commanded them
mugene mubawereze
Serve them.
Mubayambe
betiriza. Help them align themselves.
Mubibiria jobu nafu ejiba weredwa.
The body of weakness they have been given.
Mubayambe.
You help them.
Kati babadde bakolera wamu.
No, they have been working together.
Fene akola nechikajo.
The jackfruit with the sugar cane.
Panenga bakoze omulimu kuyamba.
They have done a work to help you. But you've not been considering them. Creations reach a time they got weary of you. They say we are tired of people. This weariness, the last one. They have begun to refuse to put on fruits.
So
people are too much on us. They inject injections on us. That we grow beyond our limits.
So butonde gobado inengeri jobula.
Creations you had a way you looked so then.
Imanya twatandika na bwa guru.
No, we began with them above the heavens.
Kusinira kusirwe yo moyo wa mukama.
According to seal of spirit of the Lord.
Wekora bojija ko okutulaga bwako na ngechigambo cha butonda bwichi.
Of show how we works as the word of God is. Mostly in the upper portion.
Natute ko waguru we guru.
Taken us above the heavens.
So ngatukomekereza.
Now as we wind up.
Obodi zesule sokeraga.
Ecclesiastes 1 shows.
Butonde buno bubadde we banga lyona.
These creations have been there all along.
The
first questions they pass through. But they know all secrets.
But
help us get time to sit like here. Satisfied, we ate drunk. And we breathe well. We explain what happened on us. The way we can align ourselves. Go back in glory of children of God.
Since
all generations they have served us. Those who sit get time like this. And the children of men. And they are very few.
Those
time looking for eatings and drinkings. Come preach them on only those. To know what concerns them. And they are not ready. But I think this time. There is joy in the creations.
But
now we start for the same issues.
You know,
on a banana, put on a small banana plant.
These
bananas, what's wrong with them? And you say you eat for what? When strength of food you fail to use, serve God. Let's buff little, smaller fruits. Can even ask you which fruit are you having yourself? Immorality, hypocrisy, stealing is what you count.
Then
you come ask us fruits. You too, God, ask the fruits of the Spirit.
Goodness
and the rest.
Which
got weary of us. That's why all creations in the world, they have begun to act not normal.
To
look for fish to see them, they have hid themselves. You
too
seek for ways to find us.
Let's read
Ecclesiastes as we wind up. Ecclesiastes 1 verse 4.
Emirembe mirala jigenda, ne mirembe mirala jijja, ensi nebererawo ennaku zonna.
That we are used to that. People are there and they go and the others come them to go and the earth lives there we don't know it no one asks the others where they have gone you are like ducks you know ducks when the older falls in a ditch all the younger will follow there It falls there and it cries. And the big one is singing from down there. And the other falls there. And the other said, me too, I'm going to fall there. People pass away, fall in hell like that. But no one asks.
The
others say, I go to follow winds of my forefathers.
I've
joined forefathers. All like that. They're like ducks. If your ducks, they get lost. You know there is the ditch right there. You look down there, they might have fallen in there. But they move following each other. The young follow the old. They're lining up. They walk like that, following each other.
Huh.
If you still follow religions of your forefathers, you'll fall on a problem. If you follow fake salvation, you're finished. Don't just follow. Know where they're heading to. Others
lived
before you went where? If they fell in hell. You shift the journey to heaven. We leave the ways of the ducks. Have you seen of ducks? The way they move?
And
when the car tramples steps on them, can step on all of them.
But
when they step on the head of the other, even this one brings itself. Now, generations of the world, they have been like that. We know others go, others we are coming. And even a shadow confusing us. When another dies, another gets in the place of them. And we do not reduce.
If but they
reduce us here in the city of Kampala,
you
die, remain like 50 people. You begin to say, where do they go?
Because they
keep increasing numbers, you get that comfort. You don't question your colleagues where they went.
And
every duck falling in the ditch and they cry, it keeps silent. And this one thinks the others have rested. They need to join on them to support them.
For
those who lose
when
the cry keeps silent, others begin elsewhere. They have died gone. Others like that. And the world is enjoying
like,
as long as all lose their people. In dying, we think
that we get
most have fallen on a big loss. No one questions where they went. Those in hell say, but on the world, if you knew, you know the rich man in Luke 16, 19 downwards.
He said,
help my five brothers on the world. For them to get on the same way of the dark, they are following my footsteps. They did know their brother where he fell.
So creations
have tried to help us go back to the children of, glory of children of God that we are above the heavens. Let's read Ecclesiastes. Chapter 1 verse 5.
Omubulize sule soko nyiru akutano.
Ecclesiastes 1:5.
Erane njube vayo. Njuba negwa. Neyangu okugenda mchifo chayo jeva.
Ibitu wabi manjira mbu njube ino vayo neyangu
wetu. You are used to them, the sun has to get out, go back.
Yoka yeweleza.
Yet it is ministering.
Watu waraba kumirimuzazo
kurugendo rekuru. For we saw their works in the journey of heaven.
Baweleze raba jakumare mirimu jawe.
The minister, they finish their works.
Na obade mchifo chayo wana.
They go back in glory of children of God.
Wanga nemunye nye na zonu na mune njuba.
Even the stars and the sun, they are living.
Zikulewa wa maraika wana
wana. They are made by four angels.
Na obade jakumareje mbili basurao.
Them to with an clothless body through them.
Baingire mchifo chayo wana wakato.
In the glory of the body of children of God. Them to serve are get weary of us.
We
pray God, leave us that we burn them a little. And the sun shines. Human beings do not get back to understanding. Ecclesiastes 1 verse
6. Chuka buli kiseera mu kutambula kwayo. Empewo nedda nate mu kwetolola
kwayo.
Now we are on it breathing. It goes, it comes. It has to be like that. Till we shall breathe tomorrow. The dead will pick you, will see you no more breath. Yet we around you will be breathing.
They
would have cut you off and your season. Aligning, become a child of God. As you are above the heavens and the season is finished.
Okay.
You begin to struggle for breath. You no more capture it. When people, they are unclothing them from the body. I don't want to see them. You know why? They cause me to pity them where they are going. You see, they have cut off and you know they are finished. They have gone where? They have not gone back to glory of children of God. And they are panting for breath, struggling for it. And they no capture it anymore. All long they have realized God.
Your
breath is in my nose. What is God?
Who is
almighty that I serve him? Because the wind is going to come back, you breathe.
Mubulizi esule soka olunyiriri olw'omusanvu.
Ecclesiastes 1 verse 7.
Emiga jona jigenda munyanja naye nyanja tejula mu kifo emiga jigenda eyo.
And the rivers they are serving humanity. Bible says
they
will gather all life in creations. Even in the water there is life in it. Not that water has spirit as we are, but they possess life.
One
who gather life when he is come. For it came from him. It became our light.
The
spirits out we are given. Gotten from Christ above the heavens.
Want
you understand the beginning of your spirit.
And
the way you were above the heavens. Understand the value and the worth you are. Not the body you're clothing. It's just for a little moment.
It means
that body it's not you. Even though you've made that hairstyle, don't you see? Even the face you've shaped it. But wait. Just the little only of unclothed.
Very
beautiful, we no more will want to be with you in the house. That body,
you have
to put it out in the bush. That's the dead dog. Now it's
over.
Whether you've done what you
did,
all will be accused of you.
The
reward will be given you as the spirit which came from above the heavens. What threatening you'll not get back there. Because
in
the leg of fire. If you retain the sins. Ecclesiastes 1:8. They are so weary.
Omuntu tayinza kubwogera. Eriiso terikuta kulaba. So nokutu tekukuta kuwulira.
Let
me tell you, get tired of these creations. They got tired and weary of us.
If
you see what man seeks on the world, they are not of everlasting. Yet they are made to be everlasting. If they are revealed and they know, the body they put me in,
needs
the car and the house, needs food and things like that. Till I'll eat them, it will be finished. Now, how have I prepared? Where I am am heading to? And what do they need from me? That
we
are a child of God. Come back, believe Jesus. Give you right, become student of God. Give you the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God gives you a body from heaven.
That you
must have in the glory of above the heavens.
When redeemed,
go back to glory of children of God.
The
redemption of our bodies.
Even
the body of this heaven.
What
can a guarantee be given the body you had above the heavens? Now, children of God,
we need
all need in this life. I pray God to be rich in you, in plenty.
Use them
in serving Him.
Most
all get in time to understand Him.
We
are olden people. Only 36 to 100 years you spend in this body to be destroyed.
You
have many chances
of
going back home in heaven and above the heavens. Now we shall get back.
See
how we began to be put in place.
And
we are quoting from the word of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, above the heavens. May God bless you. Thank you for coming.